Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast Unleashing Your Best Self. My name is Christian and I'm here to help you to change and improve your life. In the last episode, I talked about what we are. We are energy, remember? And because we are all connected to everything in the universe, we can manifest whatever we want into our lives. But the main problem people is not doing this already is because they have no idea what they want to manifest. That's right. And the last days, I made an experiment and I asked some of my friends, what would they do if they will have a bank account full of money and all the time of the world? And believe me, the answers were very, very disappointing. Most of them lack imagination because basically they didn't know what they want. They were answering things like, yeah, I want to travel around the world, I want to help other people, I want to spoil my beloved ones. So, okay, that's perfect, but what else? Like, even when I was asking for some details, they were struggling to really make a picture in their mind about what they want. A lot of people know what they don't want, but they have no idea what they want. And if you don't know what you want in life, it's like going to a mall with $1 million and your eyes completely covered. You could buy anything that you want, but you won't buy a damn thing because you cannot see. You don't see where you're going. And this is vital. Once we understand the full potential that we have as energetic, vibrational beings, we must know that we want what we want, and then don't even hesitate about dreaming big. If we aim for the stars, at least we will end landing at the moon. So let's do it right now. I want you to think, and if it's possible to write in a piece of paper, what would you do if you will have right now a bank account with all the money that you want and all the free time of the world? And think about how would you feel? What will be your reaction? Who would you call first? What would you say to that person? And how do you think that person will react? And after that, what are you going to do? For example, in my case, I will surprise my parents by picking them up in a very nice limousine and driving them to the airport to fly in a private jet to the Maldives. So imagine what you would do and then be extremely specific about the details. If you take my example, how would your parents react? What are they wearing? What would they say? How is the weather? What kind of food are they getting? Are you getting in the private flight? How does the resort you will stay will look like? What happens next? Are you helping maybe other people? Are you giving money to charity? How much? How do you feel after doing that? Are you buying a house or a car or whatever? What color is it? How does the interior design looks like? You need to make a party to celebrate. So who are you going to invite? What are you going to wear for that party? The reason I am asking you all of this is to put you in the same vibration of someone who owns and can do all what you want to do. The more details, the better, because there is something in quantum physics called parallel realities. And it's as simple as it sounds, although there is a very complex explanation behind it. But quantum physics embraces the idea that there are many parallel realities in the universe or in our multiple universes. There is a reality where you are super happy, successful, and your life is perfect. There is another reality where your life is sad, you are sick, homeless, and everything is bad. And there are multiple realities in between with multiple possibilities of how your life could be. And according to this, we are constantly jumping from one reality to another by putting ourselves in the vibration corresponding to that reality. We don't feel like we are changing realities because our lives are like frames, like a picture from a movie. Every frame is taken in the present moment, and then we move to a different frame also in the present moment. for us it's like part of the same movie because we have a memory and we can remember all what happened before, but actually we are changing the reality. Let's remember that time is something created by us. There is no time in the universe because the only time is right now. The past was born from the present and the future will born from the present. Everything happens only in the present moment, and that's the way we jump from one reality to another. The reason most of the time life feels like a roller coaster with ups and downs, perfect moments and horrible moments, is because we lack consciousness and awareness of the control of our thoughts, emotions, and our life in general. We allow life to change our energetic vibration, and when that happens, we jump unaware from one reality to another. But if we are completely aware of our thoughts, and we focus only on those thoughts that empower us, our energetic vibration will remain most of the time in a peaceful, positive, and happy level. This will place us in the reality corresponding to that vibration where we have all we want and we are happy and fulfilled. So, when I ask you, what would you do with your life if you could have all the money you want, free time and health? I am giving you the opportunity to put yourself in a state and vibration of someone who has all those things. When you go deeper and imagine every detail, you are making yourself to really feel like you already have it, to immerse yourself in that state and that lifestyle. Your emotions will align with that, and this will only rise your vibration so you can jump to that reality and start manifesting what you want. Of course, this is impossible to do if you don't know what you want, because then you have no idea to which parallel reality you want to jump. I know all this sounds like some woo-woo positive speech, but let's remember that there are many things we don't know yet about life. And the fact that quantum physics is giving us this information helps us to understand and make sense of why life works in the way it works. So, from now on, I would recommend you to take a few minutes every single day to imagine with specific details how you want your dream life. Don't worry about how you will make it happen. Just think about what you want and why you want it. And then write it down, preferably, because the energy that you put when you write something is stronger than when you just think it or say it. And well, that's pretty much it for today. I am so glad to share this with you. Please subscribe to my podcast and share it with anyone that you think needs this information. I will appreciate 5-star review or a simple thank you. Don't hesitate to contact me on social media or in my website christiantrejo.com. Add your comments and questions and see you in the next episode. Lots of love. Namaste.